This is Evan Kleinman, host of Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. This is one of our podcasts, and today we're talking to baker and author of a novel, The Bake Off, Beth Kendrick. So how long ago did you fall into a vat of pie?
Well, you know, actually, authors, one of the questions we always get is, where do we get our ideas? And typically, we don't know. They sort of materialize from the ether. But in the case of this book and this particular recipe, I do know. It was 2 a.m. the night before my toddler's birthday party, and I was trying to assemble a cake from scratch. I had never done that before. And it turns out that just watching the Food Network and a few episodes of Top Chef really doesn't prepare one for that kind of rigorous baking challenge, particularly in the middle of the night. And so I was sitting there with, you know, trying to pipe icing and make everything look, you know, like the cover of Martha Stewart magazine. And I realized, you know, if someone gave me $1 million, I could do it. I could make this cake look beautiful. And so the Bake Off was sort of born. It's about two sisters who have had a falling out years ago, but they both need money and publicity, and so they team up to enter a high-stakes national baking competition. And it was a really, really fun book to write. I actually was very fortunate to meet a woman who has actually been to the Pillsbury Bake Off and has finaled in several national cooking competitions. And she had coffee with me and told me all her tales from the trenches and, you know, just told me all the little things that you don't think about, all the little cultural things like little tweaks you can add to your recipes to help sway the judge's opinion in your favor. And I asked her all about, you know, what's the subculture like on the Bake Off circle? Because it really is, it turns out there's a close-knit group of people, and they often, you know, this is what they do. They enter these big cooking competitions so they'll see each other. And many of them have long-standing friendships. So I said, you know, tell me all about the backstage drama and backstabbing and everything you see on reality TV. And she said, you know, there's really none of that. 99% of the people that she's met have been so helpful and supportive and wonderful. And so I went ahead and wrote the book all about the other 1%, you know, the backstabbing, ruthless drama queens, because that's what I like. That's what I like in my novels. And when I was ready to turn the book in, originally when I had sold the proposal, my editor and I had said, you know, what would be really fun if we put some recipes in this novel. And so then it was time to put up or shut up. I did a couple of weeks of intensive baking education and sort of experimentation, and I ended up fine-tuning a recipe for Starzlotska, which is a Polish version of apple pie. It's a very rustic country version.
Could you say the name again?
It's called Starzlotska. It's Starlotka. And it's basically, it's a rustic apple pie. In the American version of apple pie, the apples are sliced lengthwise into those paper-thin pieces. And in the Polish version, it's more rustic and they're chunks. They're big, meaty chunks of apple.
And is it a two-crusted pie like a classic American pie?
Well, the bottom is a traditional crust, and mastering pie crust, I am here to tell you, is no joke. And so I played with lots of different versions, and I ended up using a version that has sour cream in it. And the acidity, I think, it gives it some of that tenderness. I think it turned out very well. The bottom is the traditional crust, and then the top is actually you take a ball of dough and you grate it like mozzarella cheese. And so it is crust, but it looks like confetti almost. It's a very textured, again, a very rustic looking finished product.
I love that idea. So did you use the same sour cream based crust to grate on top of the apples?
So I make one big batch of dough and I separate it. I refrigerate it in discs. And then one disc I use for the bottom, and the other I set aside. And you halfway through the baking process, you take the pie out and then you grate it on the top. And it really is just like grating cheese. And I kind of fine-tuned this recipe using four or five versions of the very traditional Polish versions. And I was very skeptical of the grating process when I first read the recipes. The other thing you do that's a little bit different than some of the traditional American apple pies is because the apple chunks are so big, it's very hard to get them tender in the oven. And some of these recipes that I used as a starting point were very loosely translated, I think, from the original Polish. And so they kept saying, you know, cook the apples in water and sugar. And I really wasn't clear what they were saying. And so luckily my husband is in the restaurant business, so I forced him and his chef to take a look at it. And they said, no, what they're saying is they want you to saute them. They want you to saute the apple chunks. And so I did some more research and reading, and it turns out that many, many versions of apple pie, including the New York Times recipe and Rose Levy Barenbaum, who's sort of, you know, the goddess of pastry, they also saute their apple, but they saute them in butter. So I decided I would take the Polish apple chunks and I would saute them in butter. And you saute them with butter and sugar and cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice. And it's delicious. I was eating it right out of the pan. I'm very fortunate I had any left to put in the crust.
Do you add any thickener like flour or cornstarch to the cooked apples?
No, you saute them with, first you cut up your apples and you sort of toss them with lemon juice, sugar and cinnamon, and then you saute them in the butter. And so it gets that nice sort of spice that the spices all blend together. And then what you do is the way that you reduce the juiciness in the pie, because I know that's a common problem with pie is that it gets very liquidy. And so instead of adding a thickening agent, what you do is you saute it and then you transfer the apples from the saute pan to the pie crust with a slotted spoon. So the liquid gets drained out and you don't put it in. You leave it in the saute pan.
So interesting. I'm definitely going to try that grated topping thing. That sounds fantastic.
It sounds odd, but it looks really cool, and it's delicious.
Well, thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
That was Beth Kendrick, author of the novel The Bake Off. We'll have a link to her riff on this traditional Polish apple pie recipe at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.